over the years, through making mistakes and overcoming challenges and trying out lots and lots of different things, I've learnt these following tips, which I'm just going to pass on, about kind of practical tips for curating blogs. So firstly, get a key blog. In our January 2012 campaign, I wanted a blog which would give people tips on how to talk about their mental health. And I noticed that we had a really charismatic media volunteer, and I wondered whether she'd make a good writer. So I gave her a ring and asked her if she'd write a blog for us, which she did. And she wrote it in this really very simple, structured style, and it gives different tips about how she approached talking about her mental health with her friends, but she's passed it on with her background, with her story, to back up that situation. It was so well written that this kind of set the tone for the rest of our blogs, and I was then able to refer prospective bloggers to it when they were asking us about whether they could write for us or how to write. And so it's really important to get that kind of key blog so people can use that as a model. Don't be afraid of editing. So Ed, who works with the team alongside me, there's two of us in the digital team at Times Change, he does a lot of editing with our bloggers. So he's trying to get the best out of their story, trying to identify a strong theme and helping bloggers to kind of draw that out. He suggests edits when it's a bit too long, perhaps, or maybe says, you know, perhaps you could split this blog into two parts and we can publish them at different times. Thirdly, be open about what you can publish, what kinds of subject matter that you really want to get out there, what are the themes, and again, you know, what's the length. Fourthly, be upfront about what you can't publish. So in our subject matter, there's lots of people who want to give kind of personal or graphic descriptions. We have to be very careful to have a responsibility to our readers. So we ask them also not to use other people's names and identify them, but to write from their own experience. Don't be afraid of sad content or unresolved issues. Sometimes, you know, people are really struggling and it's important that their story is shared. And fifth, be responsible to contributors by letting them know how public their blog will be. Offer anonymity. And be really open about the fact that you might edit it, but you're going to edit it with them. And always, always confirm they're happy with how their story will be presented before you publish.